We'll get back into Nebraska and Oklahoma with Brian Gustafson in just a moment. Last night here in Omaha, you probably had to be there. There was no television coverage for Millard South dominating Bellevue West, 42-28. Pretty thorough performance by Millard South. They are the best team in the Metro. First half was a track meet, and then it became a beat-em-up, toss-em-around second half. An impressive performance. Gage Stanger, who is headed to Kansas State, will not go to Kansas State as a quarterback, but as a two-way player for Millard South, and he's a great athlete. Last year, he was not the starting quarterback, but when he was in at quarterback, probably the offense was more effective in what he could do at quarterback. He can toss it, he can run it, and where he's going to play in college on the other side of the ball at linebacker, he did work last night. They've got really, really good skill players. They've got a lot of speed and size. This is, and I know Andy Means won a state title 12 years ago. This might be one of the best teams that Andy Means has had at Millard South, and they were very, very impressive last night in winning at Bell West. Bell West, still the second best team in the state. In Class A, but they got to figure out the quarterback rotation. It was a good night, though, outside of in Bellevue for Omaha against Lincoln. Elkhorn South rolled Lincoln Southwest, and then maybe even more surprising result last night, Omaha Creighton Prep, which is now back to 500. They line it up and they run it down the throat of Lincoln Southeast. They rush for 6 touchdowns, and they win 41-7. Southeast is good. Southeast is number 4. And Prep went and just at Seacrest Field last night. So it was a good night for Omaha going straight up against Lincoln in Class A. Tonight on Cox, John Schreiner and myself and the entire Game Time crew will have Omaha North and Omaha Burke. So it's our chance to get a look at Devin Jackson. And Omaha Burke, how rare is this? Omaha Burke, like Omaha North, OPS schools, that did not get an opportunity to play last year. There are a lot more freshmen that are getting an opportunity to play. Some places they're starting. Tyson Terry is someone to watch in the class of 25, defensive lineman for Omaha North. He's also a really good wrestler. Omaha Burke starts 4 freshmen. Whenever the Paul Lamangi era or else that Omaha Burke has started 4 freshmen, but they start 4 freshmen. Burke is really, really talented. We'll get a look at Devin Jackson tonight. So if you can join us tonight, 7 o'clock on Cox Channel 13 for North and Burke. Brian Gustafson joins the show next on 1620 The Zone.